Hello there, Bill.
Hello there, Trevor. How are you this evening?
Very good, very good.
Sort of got forward to another session, another great show.
Yeah, got this sort of deja vu feeling about things today, Bill. But never mind. We're here. This is Country Meets Celtic with your hosts, Trevor Summers and Bill Wall, the Blackpool Boys. And we'll be taking you through for an hour of the best in country and Celtic music, folks.
Dublin to Dallas.
From Waiheke to Wyoming. That's what you're listening to. Now, we're going to sort of start off with a track by an English guy called Brian Peters. Brian Peters, he lives in Lancashire, and he plays a button accordion. He plays it really, really well, and he also sings, and he's going to have a go at an American song, Bill. Yeah, John Hardy, I think you know that one.
Hi, great song.
Okay, let's have a listen. Brian Peters, John Hardy.
John Hardy, he was a desperate man. He wore his gun every day. He shot a man on the West Virginia line. And you should have seen John Hardy getting away, poor boy. Should have seen John Hardy getting away. And when that he came to the Easton Bridge, he thought that he would be free. But along came a man and took him by the arm. Says John Hardy, come with me, poor boy. Says John Hardy, come with me. And he called to his mommy and his papi too, to see would they go his way. But money won't go in a murder in case. And they threw John Hardy back in jail, poor boy. Threw John Hardy back in jail. Pretty little girl, the dress that she wore was blue. And she went a skipping through the old jail hall, saying, Daddy, I'll be true to you, poor boy. Daddy, I'll be true to you. John Hardy, he had another little girl, the dress that she wore was red. She followed him down. Daddy, I would rather be dead, poor boy. Daddy, I would rather be dead. Well, I've been to the east and I've been to the west. I've traveled this wide world around. I've been to the river and I've been baptized. But now I'm on my hanging ground, poor boy. Now I'm on my hanging ground. Meet you in the sweet by and by, poor boy. Meet you in the sweet by and by.
Brian Peters there with his English version of, I should say, of John classic John Hardy track, American track. You're listening to Waiheke Radio. You're listening to Country Meets Celtic with your hosts, the Blackpool Boys, Trevor Summers and Bill Wall. And now, Bill.
That was amazing how he emulated the banjo on his little box and the big sound he got out of that little thing.
I thought it did pretty well. Now, you're going to tell us you want a bit of line dancing from Trying to Make a What? Something on Living on the Road, is that right?
Yeah, this is from the great Ultimate Line Dance album. So a bit of country rock coming up. This is our country rock slot.
Country rock slot. And then we're going to have our
classic country hit
track
slot.
Soon. We're going to get that soon. Look out for it. Here we go.
Make a living on the road, bit of country rock there.
Okay, well done. Well, we're going to slow it down a little bit here and just tell a little bit of story. This is a track called Carolan's Concerto. Now, you don't usually associate concertos with folky and Celtic or country music, but the story goes like this. Turlo O'Carolan was a 17th century blind Irish harp player. A blind Irish harp player, he really lived, and he's responsible for some really fantastic music, harp music, that is. And he used to go around to the great lords and ladies' houses around Ireland because, although he was a blind itinerant musician, he used to be asked to play at these grand halls and places in Ireland. And they were entertaining an Italian, and I guess it would be a harpsichord player in those days, and he was a classically trained Italian harpsichord player and playing for the ladies and gentlemen. And it just so happened that our blind Irish harper, Turlo O'Carolan, was there. And he played, harpsichord player played a fantastic sort of Italian classical tune, and then turned to O'Carolan and said, now it's your turn. And apparently this is the tune that O'Carolan played, and he made it up on the spot. and he never played it ever before in his life. He used to dedicate lots of his tunes to lords and ladies, Planxty this and Planxty that. But this is called a Carolan's Concerto. That's his own concerto. And the concerto bit sort of fits in there, really, because this is the sort of thing that the harpsichord player used to play from Italy. So that's what he called. That's why he called it Carolan's Concerto. Now we're going to listen to it played on a harp by Marini Cathasi and a guitar player of Chris Newman. This is Carolan's Concerto.
To the artworks, Waiheke Radio proudly presents the third annual Waiheke Radio fundraiser, bringing two great local bands. A manic pop thrill from Sassy Punk Darling Swoon and cranking upbeat ska from local Rude Boys, full stop. $10 at the door and $5 drinks. This is the one to bring your dancing shoes for. It's the third great Waiheke Radio fundraiser, Saturday 28th of Feb. It's the big one.
Be there or be square.
Be there or be square. Be square, yeah. Okay, just before that, you heard Carolan's Concerto, played by Marini Cathasi and Chris Newman from the Carolan albums. Now, Bill, we got to our classic country
spot.
Yeah,
a bit of classic country coming up now, and I've chosen tonight the one from Bobby Gentry, The Ode to Billy Joe, which is slowing it down a bit for
everybody
us.
Knows this one.
June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. Your brother Taylor dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. Time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Billy Joe. The Ode to Billy Joe by Bobby
Gentry. That's it, yeah. Classic country track. Every week we play a classic country track, folks. Now, a couple of weeks ago, Bill and I went to see a couple of Scottish players at a fiddle player and a brilliant box player at the Arts Centre here. And we're going to play a track which is actually by the box player. And he did an album called The Sensational Jimi Shandrix Experience. Now, of course, he's punning a bit there on Jimi Hendrix and Jimmy Shand, the famous Scottish accordion player. But this was Scottish music with a bit of a belt behind it, in this almost Jimi Hendrix style. And this is the album was called or at least this Electric Landlady. Now, Jimi Hendrix fans will know, of course, what I'm talking about, because the Jimi Hendrix album is Electric Ladyland. Good old he's got an Electric Landlady. Anyway, this is enough of me. This is the Dashing White Sergeant version by the sensational Jimi Shandrix Experience. Here we go. Mm-hmm. here's your Jimi Hendrix
wow,
bit.
That was amazing.
The sensational Jimi Shandrix experience in the Dashing White Sergeant set by Jimi Shandrix, I suppose we call him for the time being. But if you want to catch that band, you'll have to go to Scotland, I'm afraid. We'll tell you a bit more about Scotland a bit later in the show. Now, Bill Wheeler, we've got
another good classic
track, right, isn't it?
It's a good classic Johnny Cash song. Yeah. You can't go wrong with a Johnny Cash song. And this is his version of the Orange Blossom Special. I want Trevor to listen to the harmonica part.
Yeah, this is usually is played on a fiddle, isn't it? This, anyway, have I got
this is a go at this one.
Hey, look yonder coming down that railroad track. Hey, look yonder coming down that railroad track. It's that Orange Blossom Special, bringing my baby back. Fast and kiss a duck. Going down to Florida and get some sand in my shoes. Or maybe California and get some sand in my shoes. Ride that Orange Blossom Special and lose these New York blues. Florida. See, I don't know. I don't reckon I'll ever go back to Florida. But ain't you worried about getting your nourishment in New York? Well, I don't care if I do that, do that, do that, do that, do that. Hey, talk about rambling. She's the fastest train on the line. Hey, talk about a traveling. She's the fastest train on the line. It's that Orange Blossom Special. Rolling down the seaboard line.
Johnny Cash playing it live with the harmonica. Breaking tip of the fiddle.
Yeah.
Something different.
Folsom Prison, that was, Bill. I think a lot of
played
appreciative.
Live at Folsom.
Appreciative, captive audience, we might say there,
captive
Bill.
Captive audience, yeah.
Okay. Now, I'd like to play you a beautiful song called Bring Me a Boat by Kate Rusby. Kate Rusby is a Yorkshire lass. She's been very, very popular on the sort of folk circuit, but she actually broke through into the pop market as well. I believe she was on Top of the Pop. She did a duet with Ronan Keating, so there you are. But she still kept very, very firmly to her roots, and this is her song called Bring Me a Boat, and it's from an album Underneath the Stars. Kate Rusby.
Stand here alone with my sweetheart so near. Bring me a boat to cross all the Tyne, for its deep murky waters parts his heart and mine. And the Tyne it flows on and out to the sea. If a boat I am granted, then safe let me be. Gently I'll go, for gently I'll row, as gently breathe, as you ebb and you flow. Does he know I stand each day on the shore? Does he know I'd give all to see him once more? Does he know I've wept 10,000 times o'er?
Safe let me be. Trevor Summers every Friday at 5 o'clock, when we will be stepping out. Sit back and relax and enjoy while we take you on a two-hour cruise of oldies but goldies, raised from the grave. We'll also be catching up on what's happening over the weekend and checking out the local weather. That's Stepping Out Sounds Like the 60s on Waiheke Radio. Be there and be square.
You like that old-timey music, that's the one to listen to. You've just been listening, or you are listening to Country Meets Celtic with your hosts Trevor Summers and Bill Wall, and we're taking you through with some of the best in country and Celtic music. And you were just listening there to Kate Rusby, Bring Me a Boat, from her album Underneath the Stars. How are we doing, Bill?
Al from Hunter. Dublin to Dallas, we play them all.
Waiheke to Wyoming, we're the boys.
Now we've got a New Zealand country artist, Al Hunter.
There's a bit of country
in
New Zealand, yeah.
He used to play in Auckland for many years. He's shifted down to Christchurch, still playing the gig scene down in Christchurch, a great country singer. So we've got one of his ones, I Don't Want to Go to Work Today.
Now, I do sympathise with that.
I don't want to go to work today. I'm not crazy about it anyway. I'd rather take a trip to San Tropez and have a Riviera holiday. I don't want to go to work today. I just want to stay at home and play. Or jump a cruise ship as a stowaway. Lay on deck beside the pool all day. I don't want to go to work today. I'm not crazy about it anyway. I'd rather hit that southern motorway, cruise the freeway in my Chevrolet. Yeah. I don't wanna go to work today. I wake up and I hold my head. I don't wanna get out of bed. I'm feeling like I woke up dead. And I don't wanna go to work today. Hey, no, I don't wanna go to work today. Hey, hey. I don't wanna go to work today. I'd rather stay in bed and dream away about some film star in a negligee, champagne in some little French cafe. I don't wanna go to work today. I'll call the factory though it's Saturday. I made my mind up what I'm gonna say. Tell the boss I won't be here today. I don't wanna go to work today. I don't wanna go to work today. I'm not crazy about it anyway. I don't wanna go to work today. I don't wanna go to work today.
Al Hunter, I don't want to go to work today. Playing it off the Al Hunter hits.
Very good, very good. Now, we got a song here by a great singer, very, very popular with many, many people, including myself, and that's Christy Moore. And this is a song called Back Home in Derry. It was written by one of the Irish hunger strikers who died on hunger strike, rather sadly, Bobby Sands. And he wrote this story, or he wrote this song, about the immigration, those sent to Van Diemen's Land in the 19th century. Van Diemen's Land, of course, was Tasmania, as we know it today. And this was a story telling about the rough journey that they had. Bobby Sands' story, as sung by Christy Moore, Back Home in Derry.
from the sweet town of Derry. For Australia bound, if we didn't all drown, the marks of our feathers we carried. In the rusty iron chains we cried for our wains, our good women we left in sorrow. As the mainsails unfurled, our curses we hurled on the English and thoughts of tomorrow. At the mouth of the foil, bid farewell to the soil, as down below decks we were lying. O'Doherty screamed, walking out of a dream, by a vision of bold Robert Dyer. The sun burned cruel as we dished out the gruel, Dan O'Connor was down with a fever. 60 rebels today, bound for Botany Bay, how many will reach their receiver? To hell as our bow fought the swell, our ship danced like a moth in the firelight. White horses rode high as the devil passed by, taking souls to Hades by twilight. 5 weeks out to sea, we were now 43. We buried our comrades each morning. In our own slime, we were lost in the time, endless night without dawn. Back home in Derry. Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry. Van Diemen's Land is a hell for a man to end out his whole life in slavery, where the climate is raw and the gun makes the law, neither wind nor rain care for bravery. 20 years have gone by, I've ended my bond, my comrades go swap behind me. A rebel I came, I'm still the same, on the cold winter of night you will find me.
It's Waiheke Radio, Lost in Two, Country Meets Celtic, with your host Trevor Summers and Bill Wall. And you just heard Christy Moore, the great voice of Christy Moore, singing a Bobby Sands song, Back Home in Derry.
Tough days in those days, wasn't it?
Very tough, very tough. Now, Bill, Alison Krauss is somebody I sort of associate more with a sort of up-tempo, poppy sort of stuff, really, country, but this is a bit different.
Country roots. She's definitely got country roots. She's a great fiddle player in her early years. Then she went into country crossover, and she's made it very successful as a country artist. And but in her early days, she was playing the festivals, the bluegrass festivals, and she was quite a great little fiddler. Mm. Well, she is a great fiddler anyway, as we know. So we're going to play one of her fiddle tunes.
Dusty Miller, a traditional
Dusty
tune.
Dusty Miller, here it goes.
Alison Krauss. Thank you.
Radio What's On Guy, brought to you by Charlie Farley's Beachside Bar and Restaurant in Onatangi.
Well, now, what's on now? Coming up this Thursday night, we've got the Waiheke Folk Club. If you like the folk music, we've got a great guest artist this week, which is Alan Knight. He's a folk singer, local island icon and raconteur. He'll be playing down at, plus all the locals that play, so if you want. And it's down at Anzac Bay, starts at 7 o'clock at the Retirement Village Hall. And I think it's $3 to get in. It's a great night of music.
It's very relaxed.
And you get free supper too.
A bit of supper and there's some refreshments there. It's a very relaxed atmosphere. If you really sort of fancy just joining in, singing along with the songs, or just coming to listen, or even performing, you're welcome.
Bring
there,
your
man.
Instrument.
You're absolutely welcome. So that's we have it once a month, don't we, Bill?
We do once a month, yep, down at the Retirement Village. And great night out.
Yep, as long as it's a sort of acoustic music, you know, you're in there, you're in. Now, also coming up, a reminder that Ben the Hoose are a couple of Scottish performers, and they are coming to the island on the 28th of February. That's really good. And they're going to be at the Rocky Bay Hall on the 28th of February, Saturday, 8 o'clock. They are a couple of excellent Scottish musicians, guitar player, fiddle player, songs and tunes from Ben the Hoose. And I think the entrance there is just $15. Really worth, you know, coming out for. And that's if, of course, you're not coming to the Radio Waiheke fundraiser, but it's a different sort of music. So if you're not really into the old heavy, if you're into one sort of music, go to one. If you're not, go to the other. So that's your spoil for choice on February the 28th there with Ben the Hoose, because we're going to play a little track by Ben the Hoose in a bit.
Rocky Bay Hall, aren't they?
Good fun, good time.
Yep.
So here we go, Ben the Hoose. And this is a track from their title album called The Little Cascade.
Beautiful bit of music there, Trevor.
Ben the Hoose. Ben the Hoose, you'll be able to see them personally on the 28th of February at the Rocky Bay Hall.
Sunday morning, tune into Mr. Fox. Classic and new, children's stories, funny songs, and of course, Mr. Fox's birthday calls. Brought to you by Loose Change, April Arcade on Iroha. Affordable gifts, toys, tools, and novelties. Mr. Fox, Sundays 8 until 10.
Yeah, we're coming actually to the end of the show. That's a bit sad. Bill, this week we've had a really good bit of variety of music on, haven't we?
Oh, we've had a great lineup tonight, haven't we?
Absolutely. And we're going to go out with a tune which I think everybody will know. It's not a folk tune, but it's done by a folk band. The folk band is called Dadanan. And, well, you have a listen. You might not get it to start with, but I think you'll get it
from him
as it goes on. Good night from me. Okay. Good night from Bill and good night from Trevor. See you later.